Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. John 10, famously known as the Good Shepherd chapter. As we read along in the 41 verses, only a few, about six of them, speak specifically of the Good Shepherd. The rest of the chapter is pretty much the image field, as people call it, for this mini story, which is actually the mega story of scriptures. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, came to lay down his life for us. He laid down his life so he may take it again. Thus, he demonstrated that he is the Good Shepherd. Verses 1 through 6 set up a basic introduction to the whole story. Here, the shepherd is projected as the one who enters the sheepfold through the right door. The text actually says he is the door and he is the shepherd, the good one. And he enters properly through the proper door into the sheep pen. But there are others, intruders, robbers, thieves who try to enter, even climbing the roof, into the sheepfold's safe haven. But the Good Shepherd is out there watching for them, over them, caring for them, and leading the sheep to the right place, the right way. There are 439 verses remaining in this chapter, which follows actually the text that we just read. That brings the commentary on the text as such. A selection of from what Tim read for us, verses 17 and 18 of the text says, the core of the story here. I am, Jesus says, the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. My Father knows me and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep also that are not of this fold. I lay down my life so I may take it again. Three responses to this speech the Lord gives the audience. Three different responses. First one, he is a blasphemer. He is a messianic pretender. The Jews and the Jewish opposition and leadership said, no, this can't be. We know this man, Jesus of Nazareth, son of a carpenter, so it was thought. Where does he get this guts to say that he is the good shepherd? And even to say he who has seen him has seen the Father. And he even says he will lay down his life for others. He is a messianic pretender. He is a blasphemer. First response. Second one, those who followed him closely, as we read along in the text, believed him. We have not heard this kind of wisdom from anybody else. We have heard the prophets, those who are preparing for the way of the Lord, who were mouthpieces of the Lord himself. We have not seen this kind of wisdom before. We have not heard this kind of mysterious exposition of what God is doing for people in his Son. They followed him, not blindly, based on reason. We saw the prophetic writings coming into fruition, fulfillment in the life of this man. He is not a mere man. He is more than man, and he is indeed God. To which Jesus actually said, he is the Son of God. John the Baptist, in chapter 1 of John, said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In the second chapter of St. John, we read, Jesus told the disciples and those who listened to him, destroy this temple and I will build this again. Chapter 3 in verse 14, Jesus says to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so will the Son of Man be lifted up for us and for our salvation. Chapter 4, Jesus speaks to the Samaritan woman who questions if he is really the person people think he is. Jesus tells the Samaritan woman, I who speak to you am the Messiah. Chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus says, whatever the Father does, so does the Son likewise. Enough foil for the opposition to think that Jesus indeed is a messianic pretender, but enough foil for the simple, humble person to believe that this is indeed the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And there was the third category. They doubted. Is he the one to come? Is he John the Baptist come alive? No, John the Baptist didn't do any signs, but Jesus not only spoke, but he also gave signs. Then this is more than John the Baptist. This is more than an ordinary person. This is indeed the Son of God, the Savior of the world. John chapter 10 is, minimally speaking, of the Good Shepherd, but it also gives us a commentary on how this Good Shepherd cares for the sheep to the extent that he will even lay down his life for the sheep. The psalmist said, following the Old Testament trail, that we are the sheep of his pasture. It is for us and for our salvation that this Good Shepherd came, tending us, and then also laying down his life for us and for our salvation. This shepherd is indeed the sheep, smitten, stricken, and afflicted for us and for our salvation. Heed him, follow him as he leads us through these waters, through this troubled valley of the shadow of life and death, because in him there is life and there is salvation. May we rejoice in this blessing. Amen. At the